This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can join us here live on a Saturday night. I know it's unusual for there to be live programming that's not sports-related on a weekend, but we are because we're live all 7 nights of the week, although every now and then we aren't actually live, but we're still on the air, and tomorrow's going to be one of those strange days because we're heading out to the Seacoast for the 5th anniversary screening of Derek Gay's Victimless Crime Spree. You can watch the movie for free at victimlesscrimespree.com, or maybe you want to get one of these limited edition DVDs that has a bunch of bonus material. You can do that as well. Those DVDs are available, victimlesscrimespree.com.
So the show will be,
Darryl
and Mark, the show will be unique, live to tape, won't be live for call-in.
Correct. But tonight and most other nights, you can call in. Again, 855-450-FREE. We go back to another Mark in Indianapolis. Mark, thank you for holding over the news. You had called in. You were talking about the immigration system because you have an acquaintance that worked for Border Patrol, then went to work for ICE, and you said that he told you no one gets deported, but I'm looking at the ICE website right now. They're showing 240,000 removals in fiscal year 2016.
No, that is the removal orders. Now, here's the, just like, but let me explain it this way. And by the way, I'm an immigrant. My dad married a French woman. I was born in France. And my mom had to, you know, she didn't get the press too for French. And my topic doesn't just concern Hispanics, by the way, because we have a big Asian illegal population. But
yeah, it used to be the Chinese was the second
correct,
largest group.
Yeah, if only there were a giant ocean between the two countries.
Yeah, we need to build a big moat.
You mentioned due process, and here's what my friend who served with me in Iraq said, who's in the immigration business. Okay, so you catch me here in Indianapolis. I'm illegal. Okay, you get what's called a detainer. I get detained. I see an immigration judge. Okay, well, I get to appeal it. The appeals process is over 6 months right now to a year. Okay, so I get to appeal it, just like anybody else has the right to appeal. But first, my first deportation hearing after I'm apprehended on a detainer order, it's going to be almost a year to see an immigration judge. They're so backed up. So I get my year, I get there, judge issues a deportation order, and that's the numbers you're seeing, number of deportations orders, not actual deportations.
It's listed here as removals, not
right,
deportation
called a removal
orders.
What happens is first you need that, and the country you're deported to, they need to agree to take you back. That's the first thing that has to happen. A lot of countries aren't doing that now, as you see on the local news. So if they don't want to take me back, the United States is stuck with me. But then I get to appeal that deportation order. And that takes years through the appeals process. Okay? And then when I finally get the final deportation order, the only thing I have to say is I was a victim of a crime while I was in the United States.
It's almost as if it's not worth deporting people who are hardworking folks who haven't committed crimes and are just trying to feed their families.
Hey, you know, I don't agree. I don't disagree with you that. I've helped a lot of, I know, illegal, because this guy in town here was exploiting them, not paying them. They're not going to take them to court. They're afraid they'll be deported. You know,
so,
welding
Mark,
without welder's goggles.
Let me fix our problem. Let me ask you a question. What, in your opinion, makes a human illegal?
Okay. What makes them illegal? Okay. I knew you were going to throw that at me. Okay, they're here illegally. They're not an illegal human. Okay, I get that. Okay, but when you take, say, DACA, okay, so listen, you're my son, you're going to college, and I'm a burglar. And I go steal your buddy next to you. I steal his computers and his TV. Now, you need that computer to go to school. Now, the police arrest me, and they take the computer. wasn't your fault your dad was a burglar. You needed the computer to go to college.
Right, but
let's put some logic in there.
Hold on. Possession of a stolen item is a crime. Are you saying that the child of the undocumented immigrant is stolen goods and somehow they should wind up being punished for a crime for their parents? To go back to your example of the you steal a computer, give it to your son would not go to jail for the theft. You would still go to jail for the theft.
Exactly, but now you can deny him the computer he needs for college. It wasn't his fault I stole the computer. Listen, the end is short. We have an immigration problem, and we can have another DACA. We can
Agreed.
Have a.
But describe the problem.
We can have another amnesty. We have a problem.
Right, but what is the problem?
The problem is enforcement. And I'm not talking about kicking these young people out of here, these productive people. Okay? I'm talking about you come here on a vacation visa to go to Disneyland and you never return. You blend into the society. Okay, so you've been here 10 years.
Happens all the time. The vast majority of illegals are here for that. And I don't mind using the term illegals, Daryl. I find that is a, Ian's all insulted by it. Maybe you are, too.
Well,
but to me, it's just vernacular.
I've just got a question about this because I have a warrant in South Carolina for an unpaid speeding ticket.
You know
Does that make me an illegal?
You know what it means.
No, I know what most people mean when they say it.
Then
I just
ask?
Want, because I want them to use some common sense to see that they're using a term in a way that they should be using to apply to everybody that's ever committed any offense at any time during their life and never been prosecuted for it.
They're here illegally. Let's just say that. Let's not call them illegal. They're here illegally.
No, they crossed the border illegally. That does not mean that their presence is illegal.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does mean they're here. Yes, they're here illegally. If they cross the border illegally and they don't have a visa, they're here illegally.
Legal refers to the law. Right, I agree with you. The legal refers to the law, and in this case, it's illegal. Now, I have a problem with the law. I have a problem with the giant government bureaucracy intended to enforce it and how inefficient government is at everything, so why would we ask them to do this important task? I have a problem with all the freebies that are handed out to people that come to this nation for whatever reason, whether they come legally, illegally, as a refugee, or whatever. I don't think that the American taxpayer should have to deal with that burden, but then again, I don't think the American taxpayer should have to deal with any burdens, and I don't care where you're born.
And by and large, the people that immigrate into the United States do not get the welfare that people claim. And Will Coley from Call to Freedom actually knows a thing or two about this because his wife is an immigrant. He gave a very amazing speech at the Porcupine Freedom Festival over the summer titled Just Follow the Law, where he went through... Hold on, Mark. He went through all of the things that go into just following the law with immigration, talked about the numerous letters that he wound up getting from immigration officials saying, give us a bunch of money by the end of the week or we come to take your wife because we forgot to process this paper that you sent us.
There's a loophole in that. I've got a friend that's married to a Thai lady in Minnesota. Another friend is married to a Filipino lady in Maryland. And here's the deal. Okay, yeah, when you come here as an immigrant, you're supposed to be able to support yourself, not collect public services. But once you have a child in this country, that child is a citizen, and that child's entitled to food stamps, and that child's entitled to Section 8 housing if the parents aren't working, and that child's entitled to heat and energy assistance, and that child's entitled to food stamps and school meals. So there's a loophole in it.
No, I agree with you. And I have a problem with the entitlement programs, whether they're for citizens or for non-citizens. And I think that they create a culture of dependency among a certain class of folks. And that doesn't benefit anybody. It doesn't benefit the folks of that class. It doesn't benefit the taxpayer. It doesn't benefit the nation. It's a bad idea.
Right. And I think it's really, really sad. And, Mark, thank you for the call. I think it's really sad that the immigration topic gets so intertwined with welfare when they're two completely separate things.
Right, but this nation, I mean, I everybody would agree, this nation was built by immigrants who came here with the purpose of building a better life. There wasn't government handouts to accept, and, now the nation is...
I've traced both sides of my family back to Jamestown before there was a government.
Well, that's, you're pretty far back. I certainly couldn't go that far.
Yeah, that's... And when I say before there was a government, that means before Jamestown had organized itself into, you know, like the Virginia colony. Yes. There was no local government. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the phones in just a second. And hopefully, maybe at some point, maybe, hopefully, we'll get back into the article that we started the show off with about the family of the Eagle Scout hopeful that wound up dying. The family is suing the camp where he died. Again, hopefully we'll get back into that. But if you keep calling about various topics, that's excellent as well. 855-450-FREE.
Once immigration's brought up on Free Talk Live, that's it. It's like the running of the bulls. What are you going to do? Now you can
run faster so you don't get gored.
You've heard about Bitcoin. Well, now you can mine Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the costs, the constant equipment upgrades, and the maintenance. Make Bitcoin every day like I do at pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you'll make right there in their website at pool.bitcoin.com. Now, you're not just helping to steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be, but you're also making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
And let's go to David calling in from New Mexico, listening to Kiva. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, I want to update you on a situation I talked about last week, I think, and then I got a question for you at the end, if you'll help me remember. The situation was where I was doing some investigation. I discovered some evidence where a lawyer in New Mexico appeared to be stealing money, embezzling money from I guess it would be state funds, and that lawyer is linked to, he's my court-appointed attorney, or at least he was supposed to be. And the situation that I last briefed you on was I was trying to, in investigating this, I was calling the administrative office of the courts in New Mexico, and the ladies were obstructing me, roadblocking me. They wouldn't answer my phone calls. They wouldn't return my messages, just being flat-out blocked, shut down. And so I kept calling, and here's a kind of a funny part. I was on my last phone message to them on a Friday at the end of last week, I guess it was. I kicked myself because I forgot to say I was going to add in something a little bit to what I thought was funny, and I was going to say in leaving my voicemail for these ladies, I was also going to add hi Pete, hi Charlie, hi Ted. And that was a little bit of an inside joke to me because I figured that their next step would be that they would call one of those three people, Charlie being the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court here in New Mexico, Ted being the Chief of Security at the Supreme Court, and Pete being the Chief of Police for the New Mexico State Police. And sure enough, and I forgot to leave that on there, so I was going to do it on Monday when I started calling them again. But before I started calling on Monday, my phone rang, and I picked it up, and guy goes, hey, Dave, this is Ted. And it was, like I said, the dude, the Chief of Security at the Supreme Court in New Mexico. And so I told him about what I just told you, and he laughed, and he asked me, these ladies, someone over there at the AOC had called the state police, so I got that, I nailed that one too, and the state police had called Ted at the Supreme Court security, and so Ted was calling me, and I happen to know him fairly well.
So why did they call the police?
Yeah, did this lawyer steal money or not?
It looks like yes, and I was going to get to the evidence, the further evidence that I found, but they called the state
police. We're not a court of law, so we can't convict the guy, so just, you know, like, what's really, so why did the court call the state police?
Well, that's one of the points, is they call the state police because I'm a citizen trying to contact them to call them on the phone to get information, and they don't like that. They were trying to shut me down, so they called the state police to try to get me to stop calling. In fact, they're trying to get the state police to arrest me for on telephone harassment. And,
well, let me ask this question. How many times did you call them?
In a nutshell, the history was that I called them at the direction of the one of the judges in my case. The judge's office directed me to call them, so I did, and I left phone messages.
Did you call at 8:45 and then again at 8:15 or 9:15 and then 10:30 and 11:45? So how frequently did you call?
Here, I was getting to that. It's progression. So I called once at the direction of the judge's office. In other words, it wasn't my idea to call them. The judge's office told me to call them because that's where I had to call to get information. I left. Well, first of all, I got their numbers by going to the AOC website, and I called. There was like three or four numbers published. I called one, no answer. I called the next one, no answer. I called the next one, no answer. I left voicemails at all of those numbers, but I got no live answer, and I got no call back. I finally found one guy who answered his phone at the court there. It was just a computer tech guy, and he gave me a couple more numbers to try. So I tried those, and nobody answered, and I left messages, and nobody called me back. And nobody called me back literally for over a month. And so then I started trying.
So after hold on. So after you left the initial voicemail on like five or six telephone numbers, did you call those numbers again and just repeatedly leave voicemails over the period of a month?
No, I didn't do any calling whatsoever until once again the judge's at the judge's direction, the judge's off direction. Several months later, I tried again to get a hold of somebody because I still needed this information, and so I tried again and did the same thing. I called and no answer on any line, and nobody ever returned my phone call.
Did you ask the judge for the telephone number that you should call?
Yes, I did, actually, and he said talking to the judge's assistant. You don't talk to the judge himself, but I asked him, and he said, "No, I don't have that. You'll have to look it up." And so so I looked it up.
So and state police get called. They call you, and did they say you're going to be charged with something? Have you been charged with something?
No, I haven't, because here's how that went down is the state police, they didn't call me. They called the security over at the Supreme Court, and the chief of security goes, he says to the state police, he says, "Oh, I know Dave, I'll give him a call." And the chief of security told me that the state police were trying to decide what they could do about it, if anything, and the state police said all that we can really think of is to try to charge him with telephone harassment. That's one statute that's on the books in the state of New Mexico. But they, between the two of them, they decided that really wouldn't work because I really wasn't harassing them. I was legitimately trying to get a hold of them, and they were obstructing me. And so their odds of success at getting me on anything would be rather slim. So Ted, the chief security. Ted, he was trying to remedy the situation just by giving me a phone call and finding out what's up.
So did he give you the info you were looking for?
They continued to obstruct me, but here's the funny thing is that I talked to the chief security for about, I don't know, half hour, 40 minutes or so, and he's all pissed off at what they were doing to me. So what he did is he goes, "I'll walk over there right now, Dave, and I'll talk to him." And he didn't go over there
get the info or not? Yes or no?
Yeah, the bottom line is, yeah, after he simply, they obstructed me for months.
Thank you for the call, David. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. And please try to get to the point.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Mark.
And we started off talking about the story about the Eagle Scout or the Boy Scout that was going through Eagle Scout training. And then we got diverted. We brought up the topic of Eagle Scouts very briefly when someone called in to give us a little bit more info on what the citizenship in the community and citizenship in the nation badges were. And I pulled up some info on the citizenship in the world merit badge. Apparently it was created in 1972. And the requirements, I'm not going to read the full list, but it explains what citizenship in the world means, or rather the scout must explain what citizenship in the world means to them and what they think it takes to be a good world citizen, explain how one becomes a citizen in the United States, in the United States, and explains the rights, duties, and obligations of a U.S. citizen.
We have duties?
Apparently, and well, there was the one guy earlier that said if you get charged with a crime and they want to reduce it, it's your duty to wind up snitching on others. And then pick a current world event and explain how that winds up affecting your country's national interest in relation with other countries. And there's a fairly lengthy list of things that people must do in order to get that citizenship in the world merit badge. And one of them is attend a World Scout Jamboree. And those things happen very infrequently. So let's actually jump into this article a little bit more. And we barely scratched the surface. So you might want to just, you know, like...
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's nothing... Start over. Right. Kids 15, his name's Reed Comita. He went on a hike. He was trying to become a, Eagle Scout. And he
right,
his
hiking is one of the badges that you can earn. There are over 130 available merit badges. Eagle Scouts need to get at least 21 of them, and one of them comes from a choice of cycling, hiking, and swimming. Now, you could get all three of those, but that does not necessarily count towards the total of one from these three. You could get all three, but it still only counts as one.
Best I can tell, this backpacking badge requires you to go on a five-day hike.
Okay,
that's serious business.
Yeah.
But it only has to be 30 miles.
I've done camping for 5 days, but never a five-day hike.
Yeah, well, camping for 5 days, if you're talking about a campground where it has where they've got potties and you know, running water and a place to plug in your cell phone.
Oh, I'm in no way comparing camping at Rogers Campground to hiking for 5 days.
Right.
I'm just saying that's the closest I've come to hiking for 5 days.
You better bring a little cell panel to or a little solar panel to charge your cell phone.
You need several solar panels to charge your cell phone.
So anyway, this is a 30 miles, which means I presume you can go 15 miles out and 15 miles back over the course of 5 days.
Or do a triangle 10 miles one way turn, you know, assuming it's an isosceles.
I don't know if the trails are necessarily going to work out for you, but it's certainly a possibility. You got to plan this out and, you know, be, you know, versed in first aid and a variety
of
things.
I'm just saying it doesn't have to be a straight out and back. It could be, you know, some kind of loop sort of thing.
Indeed.
In theory.
Sure.
So 30 miles over 5 days, and you've got to camp in at least three different spots.
I believe that's the case, yep.
All right.
And so that means you could say stay and fish one day at a place or whatever it might be. So anyway, he instead opted for apparently some intro to backpacking course.
Well, generally good if you're going to go on a five-day hike to have an introduction to backpacking.
I suppose. You know, to me, I hike on a pretty regular basis. I call them going for a walk.
Right, but you're also not taking a tent with you and the
hatchet.
Is that
what determines a hike?
If you're going for 5 days, you want to have a tent with you.
Oh, yeah, you should. Is that what determines a hike? Is you need to have a tent?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying if you're going out for 5 days, you want a tent. You're not going on hikes where you're camping overnight with a tent.
Generally not. Anyway, what happened was, sadly, the young man collapsed and died from heat stroke while on a hike. And
this that, was, I think we glossed over, this was in Texas?
That was in Texas. I'll get to all that.
Yep.
His parents, obviously, are as distraught as any parents would be. It's just that I feel that there's some modern aspects, you know, coming in and crushing in on Eagle Scoutdom that are kind of bothering me.
All right.
Obviously, parents are upset. He's probably not the first person to die in scouting. And, you know, that's kind of one of the things. Being an Eagle Scout is, you know, there's a high level of respect that goes with being an Eagle Scout. One of the reasons there's a high level of respect is people say, you know, I don't know if I could do that. Well, if people are asking themselves if they could do that or not, then some people couldn't do it. And I guess, sadly, whether, you know, luck or whatever physical shape he was in, I'm not entirely sure, but young Reed just, you know, I don't know if it was luck. I don't know what it was, but he died. I had heat frustration at one point. I know that's very unpleasant, and these heat-related illnesses can happen to anybody. They can be in the best physical condition, but, you know, they happen, and it's just something that happens. Anyway, the parents say that the Boy Scouts of America are responsible for their son's death. It's that simple. And they go on to say, basically, obviously, you know, they're talking about how distraught they are and all that stuff, and that makes perfectly good since. But the Reed did not sign up for the extreme aggressive hike on the day where temperatures neared 100 degrees. We're talking about Texas here.
Yep.
In summertime, temperatures near 100 degrees. I grew up in Florida.
I grew up in Alabama, moved to New Hampshire from San Antonio, right, where near 100 could also mean 105.
Well, I don't know what neared 100 means, less than 100 degrees. So 95, 96, 97, 98 degrees, probably quite sunny.
Yeah, I'm just thinking again in this mind of, if you're rounding, 103 would be rounded to 100. It's near 100.
That's not the way we use the
generally,
language. Yeah.
Generally, they would say over 100 then, but that's probably, I would say at least 95. Heat index of who knows how much.
There were three young men on the hike. One of them was 18. Reed was 15, and then a younger kid who was 14. And apparently, at some point, they, he succumbed to some kind of heat frustration. They attempted to, help him in whatever condition they could. Obviously, an ambulance couldn't get out there. They did CPR on him for quite some time.
Now, heat frustration, this is a new term for me.
There's heat exhaustion, heat frustration. There's different aspects of sort of heat-related illnesses. And heat frustration's a very low level. That's what I experienced at one point when, for whatever reason, I got too hot.
Okay. I had always heard that as just overheating.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So the term, it's a new one for me, and I'm guessing it's new for a
dizziness,
bunch of people as well.
Yeah, dizziness. Oftentimes, it's a good idea to get some sugar water.
Yep.
Soda, whatever it might be, something flat. So maybe fruit bunch.
Gatorade.
Yeah, those. That's
got your electrolytes. Yep. That's what plants crave.
Indeed, they do. And what my concern here is, are the Boy Scouts going to be legislated and ruled against to the point that they simply become nothing special at all? Because an Eagle Scout is something special. And part of what determines being special is it's exclusive, right? And exclusive, by its definition, means people are excluded.
So everybody that has not gotten at least 21 merit badges is excluded.
Right. Well, in this case, Reed was given the rank of Eagle Scout posthumously.
Okay.
But and I think that's a fine thing for the Boy Scouts of America to have done. I guess, is America becoming so stinking soft that we simply won't be able to go into the future? That's what my concern is.
And let's talk about that and your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com. Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're discussing the Eagle Scout, specifically because there was a lawsuit filed by the parents of a 15-year-old boy who died while attempting to get one of the merit badges to qualify for the Eagle Scouts. And, Mark, you had asked the question, and correct me if my sort of paraphrase of your question is too far off base. You asked the question essentially of, are we going in the direction to where the Boy Scouts will be so legislated that being an Eagle Scout is meaningless?
Yeah, that question, and a bit further is that I believe that there's this wussification of America that's going on. I believe that our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers were hardier folks than we are today, and I don't think that that's particularly good for a community, a nation, a people, or whatever terminology there is, and that the greatest among our young people, I'm not saying this is necessarily true, but I'm told this, is the greatest among us are these Eagle Scouts. And if the Eagle Scouts are basically, you can't go on a 5-day hike, over 30 miles, it's just too much for these people. What good is the backpacking badge if, the kids can't handle it?
All right, so what if they shorten it down to 4 days and 20 miles? And we'll discuss this a little more in depth, plus your calls and thoughts.
So if you're on the internet, you've likely seen an incredible amount of innovation in clothing and backpacks. There's all kinds of things out there, ads for imagined products that propose to solve different problems, some of them minor, some of them life-saving. But do they stop bullets? I recently got a jacket from bulletblocker.com. It's a company founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids who, you know, might be in school shootings to protect them and that sort of thing. Now, they've developed this into a huge selection of backpacks and briefcases and clothing, jackets and coats and that sort of thing, and they could save your life. The products are attractive. They're made of the lightest and most flexible ballistic available in the market today. They're airport security friendly, and you've got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets, too. Get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com. Now, I'd give you this warning. It takes them a little while to put a garment together because they're all sort of, you know, put together as ordered. So order now. Be ready for when it starts getting cold. Bulletblocker.com.
And let's go to the phones. We've got Fred calling in from Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
First of all, I would like to say love your show. Secondly, my cousin actually was telling me about the Boy Scouts, and they offer a lot for young men to step into manhood. They deal with business plans, accounting, of course, the camping, and all of that. Unfortunately, though, for our society, I think that we're not teaching children some basic our kids some basic things about respecting nature and things of that. We've gotten such in a place of electronics and gadgets and just things that are, how can I say, we've gotten spoiled with things just being there instead of, you know, just really
instant gratification.
Hard. Yes. Yes. And to use common sense, take enough water. Learn how, I mean, before you go in that and tell, know how to find water. Know what the body does. Now, when I was a kid, actually in Alabama, though I wasn't raised there, when we would walk the cotton fields, our parents made sure that we were hydrated even if we were out there all day. So it was like, hey, and we were talking like 6 and 7, just walking around from field to field. And we didn't go no 30 miles, but, you know, 5 miles.
You might be surprised.
Yeah, just running around in rural Alabama, you know. So I'm just, and everybody wants their kid to be able to get a badge or a reward for not really being ready for that. It comes out, study martial arts, and it's like, okay, just because Johnny participates, he gets another belt, you know, and it's like, no, if he didn't earn that belt and the requirements that it takes to get that belt, we have to stop this just baby fine and just, you know, just we need some stronger, especially men. So that's my comment. But the Boy Scouts do some great things for our nation. My cousin was just telling me, hey, his guy in country, and he actually is one of the first African Americans that has received the rank that he has done.
What's
and
the rank?
One of the first, you know what? He told me what it was, but, okay, you know, I don't forget.
There's a rank above Eagle Scout? I mean, I just don't know.
No, I'm talking about as far as administrator. Even within the Boy Scouts itself, as far as administration goes. Matter of fact, he actually said that one of the vice presidents was ex-CIA. So that's, he said, you'd be surprised at who's in and who has come through the Boy Scouts. And I just found this out just a week ago.
Yeah, what this makes me think of is this is a problem that the, Mongol's the word that comes to mind, but, you know, people call them the Huns, the Saracens, the Asian steppe people, who are constantly trying to take over the Chinese and ancient, you know, in the past. What they'd take over some city or whatever. And one of the problems they had was these are, you know, rough barbarian types. They'd get in, they'd take over, they'd figure out some way or another to administrate the city. And then their children and their children's children would be completely unqualified to rule, and they would lose rulership, you know, the city over time, and then they'd end up going back. They developed a system for maintaining better conquerors. That's basically what it required to rule a city at that point, was, you know, the point of the spear. And the way they did it was they'd rule, but they'd send their kids back to the, you know, be taken by, care of by Ugg and Tharg out there on the plains, drinking fermented mare's milk or whatever the hell they were doing out there, and they would come back with these, you know, the crappy childhood was what we'd call it, but, you know, they're tough. And then that's how they were able to develop into this force that was able to sweep across half the globe.
Right, and to some extent, and Fred, thank you for the call, to some extent, I see, you know, this sort of thing to where every generation wants their children to have things better than they had it.
Sure.
And that does, to some extent, lead to, you know, we're going to add more padding to this, and, you know, car seat. I don't ever remember sitting in a car seat, and now it's the law in a bunch of places. You've got to be in a car seat until you're 12 years old, or 4'12", whichever comes first. I know full-grown women that are like 4'9", but they're not sitting in car seats. But, you know, it's this sort of thing to where you soften everything up, but at the same time, when you soften things, people still want to wind up, you know, like taking risk. Or let's take football, for example, to where 100 years ago, put a leather strap on your head, call that a helmet. Same thing, you know, the guys that play rugby, if they wear a helmet, it's just a leather strap. But you see fewer serious injuries in rugby because they're not taking the unnecessary risk that you see happening in football. To wear football, oh, I've got all of these pads. I will just launch myself as a projectile towards this other person.
I don't know what
rugby. And that's where you get all of these concussions. You get broken necks. You get, you know, collapsed collarbones, things of that sort.
I don't know about rugby, and I don't know what the kind of paychecks are that they get at rugby, but I'm just guessing that they're probably a tenth of what they're getting from the NFL.
I'm not even talking about professional football or professional rugby. I'm talking amateur football players. So high school, college, there are a lot of injuries in high school and college football.
I don't think there are
nowhere near as many injuries of that same level of athlete playing rugby because they're not taking unnecessary risk.
I am.
Because they don't have the false safety of padding.
I hear you. I'm against tackle football generally. So, you know, I'm one of those people that I just don't see the point in it.
Right. And I played football in high school. And I've also recently, as a lot of people have, seen the studies on CTE. And that's something that has really gotten me thinking about, you know, there's a lot of false safety with football to where people think, oh, I've got this helmet and these pads and I can just launch myself. And you're not going to solve the problem of children getting concussions by banning football or, you know, just throwing more padding on it. I don't know what the solution is, but would love your calls and thoughts. Plus, we can talk about Eagle Scouts, because that's how we started on this. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.